Can we just start tonight with a word of opening prayer? Let's still our hearts, please. Our eternal God and our Father in heaven, we come into thy presence. We come, O God, because we need thee. And Lord, we pray that even this evening, as Lord, we would gather ourselves to remember those in years gone by who gave their lives. We pray, Lord, that even this night you'll come and help us, Lord, to remember, lest we would forget. We ask, O God, that tonight you'll presence thyself with us in a very particular way. Give us help tonight, we pray, in every part, in every aspect of this meeting. So be with us, continue on with us now. In the Saviour's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Our opening hymn this evening is found in your order of service. We rest on thee, our shield and our defender. We go not forth alone against the foe. The words there in your order of service, and they will be on the screen as well. We'll stand after we get the introduction and sing this opening hymn, please. We'll unite our hearts together, please, in prayer. Let's just take a moment to still ourselves in God's presence and ask for His help and for His presence with us tonight. Our eternal God and our Father in heaven, we come into Thy holy presence. And Lord, we come to Thee tonight, resting alone in Thy great name. Our Father and our God, we thank Thee tonight for that name that is above every other name. We thank the Lord tonight for that name that prevails before God. Lord, we thank Thee tonight for that name, Lord, sweeter than every other name. That name, O God, before whom devils fear and fly. And Heavenly Father, we pray that even this night, Lord, as we come together, as we come to remember, Lord, we just pray that tonight You'd be pleased to come and help us, O God, to remember Thee. But Lord, we pray as well that we might remember those in years gone by who gave their lives, that we might have the liberties and the freedoms that we have tonight. Our Father and our God in heaven, we rejoice, O God, this evening for the liberties that we have. We thank Thee, Lord, tonight for the Protestant heritage, Lord, that has been passed down to us. We thank Thee, Lord, tonight for civil and for religious liberties. We thank Thee, Lord, tonight that we can gather ourselves publicly in a fashion such as this. And our Father, we pray that even this evening as we come to this service of remembrance, Lord, that You'll cause our hearts to be lifted heavenward. Lord, as we would salute the honor and the bravery of those who died in conflicts past and even in conflicts in our own land and in our own nation, we ask, O God, that tonight You be pleased to help us, Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. Lift our hearts to Thee and praise Thee for all that You have enabled, Lord, even through the years. And Lord, we thank Thee as well for Your preserving, keeping hand upon us even till this time. We acknowledge, O God, that our times are in Thy hands. And so, our Father and our God, we just pray that You will be pleased to speak, Lord, even tonight. Lord, we pray that even this will be a night to remember. Lord, that this will be a night like none other. Lord, when precious souls in nature's darkness still might come to the light of the gospel. Lord, that this will be a night that they will never forget, the night that they come to Jesus Christ in salvation. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll do our hearts good this evening. Bless every part of this meeting. We ask, O God, that You'll remember every aspect of it. Just come upon us, O God, we pray. Remember, Lord, our sister Victoria, she'll come and minister to us in song. Be with her, O God, we pray. Give her that help that she needs. We ask, O God, as well, for the act of remembrance and for, Lord, those who will lay the wreaths. Lord, we pray, Lord, that everything tonight will be to the honor and to the glory of Thy great name. So help us, we pray, this evening. Come amongst us and come upon us. And through everything may Thy name be lifted high. Answer prayer for us. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. We are delighted tonight to welcome back to Sandown, our sister Victoria, Victoria Salt. As always, it's a pleasure to have you, Victoria, and we're going to ask you to come and minister to us in song now. Lord bless you.
Just suppose God searched through all of heaven, couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for You and me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man Jesus, then forever He was willing to drink that bitter cup. Although he prayed, "Father, let it pass from me." And I'm so glad he didn't call all the angels. See, from these hands pulled the nails that torment me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, and had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. And had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Then forever my soul would be lost.
Well, it's an absolute honor to be with you on this special occasion this evening and for this special service. I always love coming down here, such friendly faces and always such a warm welcome at the door. So it is lovely to be with you again. The theme of my pieces tonight is remembering our Saviour on the cross. This next piece is another old hymn, and it's simply entitled "Man of Sorrows." What a name. And in the third verse in this song, it says, "He was lifted up to die. It is finished," was his cry, "now in heaven, exalted high." Hallelujah. What a Saviour. And what a great work he has done for us on the cross. And I know we're here to remember the fallen, to remember those near and dear to us that have sacrificed their lives for us. But let's not forget the one who gave the ultimate sacrifice for strangers, for each and every one of us here tonight. Hallelujah. What a Saviour.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he, sacrificed to set us free. Ransomed home
Can I ask the congregation please to stand? They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we give our today. Our first wreath this evening will be led by former Lance Corporal Colin Timms. On behalf of the Ulster Special Constabulary Association and also on behalf of all the former Defence Forces. Constable Sandy Boyd, on behalf of the Police Service of Northern Ireland, and also on behalf of all members of the current Defence Forces. Clinical Support Officer Yvonne Craig, on behalf of the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service and all the emergency services. As Violet Starrett, in memory of her brother, Private Fred Starrett, who served in the 7th, 10th Battalion Ulster Defence Regiment, a member of our congregation here in Sandown, who along with his colleague, Private James Cummings, was murdered by the IRA on the 25th of February, 1988. Our final wreath this evening will be led by Mr. Alex Simpson of the Star of the North Loyal Orange Lodge, number 1053, and also on behalf of all the Loyal Orders. Congregation may be seated. I want at this stage to welcome you all along to our service of remembrance and wreath laying ceremony. Tonight we want to welcome each and every one of you, and we appreciate your presence and your support here with us tonight. We are living, as you all know, in very strange, very different, very difficult times, and yet we cannot let Remembrance Sunday go past without causing us and calling us to remember those who gave their lives in defence of our freedoms, that we can gather publicly tonight. And so to you all, we're glad to have you, and those who are joining with us as well by way of our global broadcast, we welcome you as well as part of our wider congregation. To those who are visiting with us tonight in the congregation upstairs and downstairs, we welcome you, and also to those who are in the back rooms as well, we welcome you to our congregation tonight. I want to say a particular word of thanks to those who came along very willingly and very kindly to take part in our wreath laying ceremony tonight. We had to scale it greatly back from past years, but we are very appreciative of those who came along to take part tonight. Thank you very much, and the Lord bless you all. We appreciate your help. Appreciate all the help as well of the media team and Brother Adam up there in working all the music, and also to our brother Paul for getting the orders of service. Thank you to all who helped, the men at the door, and to Colin as well for his help in organizing the wreath laying ceremony. We appreciate all who had any part in the meeting tonight. Let me just very quickly run through a few announcements for our own congregation. On 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening, we have our online Explorers Club. You go on to our Facebook Live page, our Facebook page, Sandown FPC on Facebook, and you tune in at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, and the Explorers Club, the Kids Club, will go out at the usual time of 7. And then for our members of committee, remember we have a meeting on Tuesday night as well, just straight after that. Thursday night is our discipleship course, Bible study and prayer meeting night. And this Thursday night, we're looking at the subject of church membership. And we invite you along to the meeting on Thursday night as well. Also on Friday night is our youth fellowship here in the church. And we encourage all our young people to be out again this Friday night. And our brother Harry Kennedy will be along to speak. Next Sunday, we have the Sunday school and Bible class at 10:15, morning worship at 11:30, our Sunday school in Hollywood at 2:30, and then our gospel service at 6:30. I'll be here to preach in the will of the Lord at the two services, and in the evening time, our sister Sophie Shields will be here to sing in the will of the Lord. There are no offerings being lifted up at this time, but if you wish to contribute, then the boxes are there on the door as you leave, and also for those who are upstairs at the bottom of the stairs as you leave as well. And normally, after Remembrance Sunday, there would be tea, there would be buns, there would be sandwiches for everybody. But because of all the restrictions that we're under tonight, unfortunately, we cannot provide you with supper. So we send you home on an empty stomach. And we don't like doing that, especially here in Sandown. But God willing, things will change, and we'll be able to get back to our suppers. But unfortunately, we are not able to provide supper tonight. It's not that we don't want to feed you. We're more than happy to do that, but just we can't at this stage. I'm going to ask our sister Victoria to come again and sing for us, please. Thank you, Victoria.
That were and are.
My life, my all, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul. My life, my all.
Thank you very much. And our sincere thanks this evening to our sister Victoria for those lovely messages and song. It's always a pleasure to have her. We always enjoy her ministry and certainly blessed again through it tonight. Thank you, and the Lord continue to bless you. Can I ask you please to turn with me, if you have a copy of the scriptures tonight, to the Old Testament and to the book of Deuteronomy. The Old Testament and to the book of Deuteronomy in the chapter number 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And just for the sake of time, I just want to read the one verse this evening that will form the basis of my text for tonight. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and the verse number 12 says, "Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord. The theme of what we want to look at this evening as we bring this remembrance service to a conclusion is lest we forget. Let's just still our hearts, please, in a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us already. We thank the Lord tonight that as those messages and song have been brought, we've already been caused to remember the work of Christ. We thank the Lord as well. We've been caused through the act of remembrance to remember those who paid that ultimate sacrifice. Heavenly Father, we pray this evening that this night as we come now to these moments around the Word of God, that You'll speak to our hearts. And Lord, that this night You'll speak with that voice that wakes the dead. Lord, make this a very special night. Lord, make it a night to remember in the heart and life of some poor soul as they come to Jesus Christ in salvation. Bless Thy word, we pray. Give us help to preach. Give us help to hear. And through it all, may Thy name be glorified and honored. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. One theme that is running through this book of Deuteronomy is that of remembrance. Moses, who is the writer of this book, one of the most prominent of the heroes of faith, caused the people and wanted the people to remember the events of the past. He wanted them to especially remember the mercies and the goodness of God in the past. And you see, the purpose of this was very important because Moses wanted them to remember the past so that it would encourage them and it would help them and it would assist them to walk in the future. Tonight, on this Remembrance Sunday, we are called to stop and remember, lest we forget. We are caused to stop and remember the bravery of those who gave their lives in the two great wars. For those who gave their lives even in our own conflict, in our own province. We are caused to remember their bravery tonight, lest we forget. We're also caused to stop and remember not only the bravery of the past, but also the battles of the past. Remember the many battles that were fought across the battlefields of Europe, especially in the world wars. Many battlefields and many bodies lay dead and many lay wounded on those battlefields. All that tonight we might have this privilege to to gather publicly together, we must not forget the battles that were fought in order to purchase our freedom, lest we forget. But Moses here in this verse in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and the verse 12 calls us to remember again. He says, "Then beware lest thou forget the Lord." We must remember those who died and those who gave us our freedom. But Moses here calls us to remember as well the Lord. You see, Moses had to remind the people about the Lord because there's that great possibility of forgetting about the Lord. You see, tonight in our nation, sadly, many have forgotten about the Lord. In the midst of all that's going on and all the sadness and all the sickness and all the sorrow, many have forgotten about the Lord. Many have turned hard against the Lord. Many don't want to know the Lord. But tonight, on this Remembrance Sunday, we are called to remember the Lord, lest we forget. Some things I want us to remember about the Lord as we consider the subject tonight. I want us to remember, first of all, the compassion of the Lord. You see, Moses in these previous verses has been reminding the people of the compassion, of the care, of the goodness of the Lord. In verse number 11, he says, "And houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full." You see, Moses calls the people to remember how good the Lord was to them, how He provided for them, how He met their need, how He sustained them, and He never failed them. We do well to remember tonight the compassion of the Lord. The Lord has brought us tonight to another service of remembrance. The Lord has been good to us even throughout all the uncertainties of this life. Even throughout all the uncertainties of this year, with all the fear in the midst of this pandemic, the Lord has still been good and the Lord has never failed. The Lord has never forsook us. The Lord has still met our need. The Lord has still kept us. The Lord has strengthened us. And you see, Moses was reminding the people that all through their years of wandering in the wilderness, when there was very little and there was nothing, and the Lord still met their need. God met their need as well, even before they got into the wilderness at that time when they were still in Egypt. Look at verse 12. "Then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt." In Egypt, they were in bondage, they were in hardship, they had great difficulties. And yet, God saw their pain, God saw their trouble. And He sent Moses to be their deliverer and to bring them out of that hardship. God was good to them even in that difficult time of their life. God was good. God was compassionate. You see, God has always been good to us. We must never forget that. Even today, the Lord has been good to us. Oh, some of you have been sick this year and God has put His healing hand upon you. God has been good to you. Some of you have been weary this year and God has put His hand upon you and strengthened you. God has been good to you this year. Some of you started this year without Christ, no desire after Christ or being saved, and yet the Lord was good to you. Worked in your heart and tonight you're here saved by the grace of God. God has been good and we must never forget the compassion of the Lord. This year has brought many hard times, many difficult times, many disappointments, and many discouragements. Yet the Lord has been compassionate. And His presence has always been with us. Oh, we must never forget the Lord. Because it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because His compassions they fail not. They're new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. We must remember the compassion of the Lord. But we must also remember something else. Not only the compassion of the Lord, we must remember the cross of the Lord. And you see, in many ways, when we think about the cross of the Lord, we are continuing to remember about the Lord's compassion. Because you see, folks, it's at the cross where we see the greatest demonstration and observation of the compassion and the love of the Lord. Tonight, we think of so many who, in love to our nation, to protect our nation from tyranny, laid down their lives. They gave their lives for us. What love? But tonight, I want us for a moment to direct our minds to a hill outside of Jerusalem, to a place called Calvary, and to a hill called Golgotha, and there see three wooden crosses. On the outer crosses see two men being crucified for crimes that they had committed. But I want you tonight to see on the middle cross a man who never said a wrong word. See on that middle cross a man who never did a wrong act. A man who never thought a wrong thought. See there the Son of Man, the Son of God, the perfect God-man, the sinless Son of God, the man who died. As John says, greater love hath no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. We were his enemies, strangers to God. And yet he loved us with such an everlasting love, with such a sacrificial love, a love that will never die. A love that gave all. We must never forget the cross of Christ. Victoria, already in her singing this evening, has brought us again and again to the cross, because we must never forget it. Why? Because it was there at the cross the Lord did for us what no other could do, when he attained our redemption. You see, tonight, if you're here in this meeting without Christ, the greatest need in your life right now is not physical, it's not temporal, it is spiritual. The greatest need in your life right now is that you would be saved, that your sins would be forgiven. And Christ died on the cross that you might be saved. Christ died on the cross to provide you salvation, to give you new life. He died to give purpose and meaning to your life. And we must never forget the cross of the Lord. We must never forget the pain that he had to endure there. Never forget all the horrors and the darkness that he had to go through in order to provide for us a full salvation. Oh, what mercy. What unconditional love that Christ showed to we who were his enemies. He died for us, lest we forget. Christ there on the cross cried out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, lest we forget. There on the cross Christ cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Lest we forget. There on the cross, Christ gave his all to save you from sin, lest we forget. We are bound for hell by nature. Born in sin, separated from God, away from God, can do nothing to save ourselves. The cross of Christ brings us redemption, brings us salvation. Let's never forget the cross. If you're here tonight without Christ, I pray that with the eye of faith tonight you'd look to Christ, the one who hung on that cross, died that you might be saved. The hymn writer says, "Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. And oh, that mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary." Oh, so many tonight in the midst of all that's going on have forgotten about the Lord. May you never forget about the Lord. May you never forget that a God in love sent His Son to be your Savior, to die for you, and to save you from a lost eternity. You must never forget that. We must never forget the compassion of the Lord. We must never forget the cross of the Lord. But finally, as we close tonight, I want us also to notice that we must not forget the coming of the Lord. Because you see, the Lord didn't stay on the cross. He paid the price for sin. He died. He was buried. But thank God, on the third day, He rose again. And today we present to you a Savior who's not on a cross, not on a tomb, but who ascended back to the Father in glory. He had finished the work that was given Him to do. Christ came into this world to achieve and to attain redemption for you. He attained that. He accomplished that at the cross. And then He returned back to His Father in heaven. But before He returned back, the angels gave that promise to His disciples. This same Jesus shall so come again. You see, tonight you might think to yourself, what does this all have to do with me? The compassion of the Lord, the cross of the Lord, what does it all have to do with me? It all has to do with you for this one reason, that when the Lord comes again, everyone will stand before the Lord to give an account. Everyone in this meeting tonight will stand before the Lord when He comes again and give an account of what we have done with His gospel. That's why you need not to forget about the coming of the Lord. Because you don't die like a dog and that's it. There is a life after this life. The Apostle Paul reminds us that it is appointed unto man once to die, but it's after this the judgment. You see, you will stand before God to give an account of whether you have received Him or whether you have rejected Him. And on that day, the books will be opened, and there will be no hiding place. Because you see, in heaven tonight, there is a record, and your name is in heaven tonight. Two books in heaven this evening, and the names of all the people of this world are on those books. There's one, the Book of the Lost. I wonder tonight, is your name in that book? For those who are still unsaved. And on that day when the Lord comes again, that book is opened and your name is read out, and you'll not be able to say, "Lord, no. Not me." Because the Lord keeps a record and His records are accurate. But there's another book. And it's the Book of Life. And on that book contains the record of all the names who by faith have turned away from their sin and received Jesus Christ. And are saved already. And that day, there will be two pronouncements made upon all people. For those whose names are in the Book of the Lost, who are still in their sin, having rejected the gospel, having rejected Christ, you'll hear those words from the Lord, the last word you'll ever hear. Depart. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. God forbid that anyone in this meeting should ever hear those words. God forbid that having sat under the preaching of the gospel of Christ, yet you go out into eternity having rejected Christ, knowing that you needed to be saved, and stand before God, your name is read out in that book of the lost, and hear those awful words, depart. But for those that are saved, those whose names are in the book of life, that commendation from the Lord on that day. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into thy rest. You'll go to be with Christ for all eternity in heaven. You see, tonight, heaven is real. There is a heaven tonight. But there's also a hell. And the eternal destiny of all people are they either bound for heaven, saved by Christ, or lost and bound for hell. Which way are you bound for tonight? Which way are you on tonight? When the Lord comes again, how will you stand before Him? Oh, that tonight you might be ready. Oh, that tonight you might be saved. Oh, that tonight you might realize that if you're ever going to be in heaven, you have to come to Jesus Christ in faith. Turn away from your sin. Acknowledge that to the Lord you are a sinner. Cry unto Him for His forgiveness. And the promise is, Him that cometh, I'll not cast out. Thank God tonight in the gospel, you come to Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You shall be saved. You can be saved if you will but come. Are you ready for the Lord's coming? Are you prepared? Because one day Christ will come again. There may be things we will forget. Many things in the past that we will forget. But as we leave this service tonight, let me ask you, never forget, first of all, the compassion of the Lord. He's been good. Never forget the cross of the Lord. He died that you might be saved. And never forget the coming of the Lord. He's coming again. How will it be with you? Are you ready to meet Him? Oh, that tonight you would be saved. Give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord. Don't forget about Him tonight, but rather come to Him tonight and receive Him. And be saved. Let's bow in prayer. This evening, before we sing our closing hymn, if you have a concern, you're troubled, you're anxious about your soul, and you'd like to be saved, you'd like to make this night the night that you would get right with Christ, then you speak to us at the door. And as others leave, then we'll take time, speak with you. Whatever you do tonight, don't forget about the Lord. Don't leave this meeting and forget about the Lord. Rather, tonight, come to Him and be saved. Eternal God and our Father, we pray that tonight, that we might not forget about Thee. Remember all that You've done for us, Your mercies, Your faithfulness. And God, we pray that tonight, for those in this meeting still out of Christ, Lord, we pray that they might never forget that there is a God in heaven who loved them, a God in heaven who sent His Son to be their Savior, and a God who is ready, willing and ready to be their Savior tonight, if only they will but come. God forbid that any in this meeting tonight should go out into eternity and stand before thee, still in their sinful state. O God, we pray that tonight you'll bring the lost to thyself. Speak, O God, we pray. Answer prayer for us. Continue on with us now. In Savior's name we pray. Amen.